Well, I keep on reflecting on the thought of Thomas Troward. I just find it so alluring. Here are some things, some of his words that draw my attention recently. To give right direction to the thoughts of ignorant thinkers. To give right direction to the thoughts of ignorant thinkers is the purpose of much religious teaching, which these uninstructed ones must accept by faith, in bare authority, because they're unable to realize its true import. Troward's assumption as he wrote those words was that there is a lot of disordered thinking going on in the world. People are confused in their thinking, wouldn't you say? And so the purpose of the great religious thinkers was to help people rectify their thinking. People felt lost and confused. They felt alone, afraid. They couldn't make sense of life on this earth. The religious thinkers understood that there is order, and that this was so because they knew something of God, and they perceived that this higher intelligence was very, very ordered in its thinking. And this was evident in how the whole universe hangs together without planets crashing into each other at every turn and so on. And there's also the beautiful ordered symmetry of a flower. Surely this is not the result of random and chaotic thinking. These religious thinkers called people out of the nonsense of their fearful, irrational, and superstitious thinking. But people often were not nurtured into their own ability to think. They were simply told to follow the laws of the church or by faith to accept the teachings of the teachers and not try to figure things out for themselves. Again, this may not have been because the teachers didn't want to teach this, but because people were so caught up in their fears and disordered thinking that they were not able, or they were not believing that they could think it out for themselves. But good teachers always led their people to realize their connection with the source of life, the spirit itself. Once connected to spirit, the student was ready to enter upon the journey of individual thinking and personal discovery. But that journey is not that easy. There are a lot of fears to be walked through on the way out of fearful and chaotic thinking. Human thought is very unregulated, wouldn't you agree? People think they think, but in fact they are merely following the trends and suggestions hammered into them by peers, the media. They do their thinking based upon the nonsense all around them. They do their thinking based on outside facts. And so they have to discover how to think from inside. We might say the social proof is the basis of their thinking and not the source of all thought. So once a person discovers the connection with spirit within, they are called to move out of the phenomenon of unregulated thought. Being connected with spirit within, they are numbered now with the so-called instructed teachers, and they start the courageous journey out of unregulated or chaotic thinking. Their purpose becomes, writes Troward, hence the great object to which the instructed mind directs its power, is to free itself from the entanglement of disordered thought and to help others do the same. To escape this entanglement is to attain perfect liberty, which is perfect power. The perfect liberty Troward speaks of is the same as that which is spoken of in the words of St. Paul in the New Testament, "For freedom you have been set free." Hence, the purpose for each one of us is to be free. That means to have the courage to learn to think for ourselves from within, realizing that we are one with spirit and that we each have the safe guide to follow and be instructed by, if only we learn to trust that. Now, of course, this means that we have all manner of power within if we dare trust that and begin to live our lives accordingly. And so you and me are meant to learn to think from within and to break away from that field of thinking we are thinking, that we could call social conscience or thinking from outside of ourselves based on what the current trends are and what others or some perceived authority is saying. No, I am free. I have the author of life guiding me. I am powerful because I can think from within myself. So obviously this would take many more words to clarify, and the purpose of this blog isn't to write a book, so I guess I'll leave it at that for now. Blessings and peace.